How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. I don't know where you are in the world right now, so I'm assuming you're in Europe.
I'm in Sweden, where I live, in my apartment.
Very nice. All right. Well, thank you for talking with me, Pontus.
It's actually going to be both me and Axel, the singer.
Oh, excellent.
Hello, man.
Hello.
We're having a party at my place. It's my 30th birthday.
Well, happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
I don't want to take too much of your time then. I'm sure you guys have a lot of
No,
celebrating to do.
it's all right. It's an excuse to back off a bit and cool it.
Excellent. Yeah, I'm excited to talk to you guys. I have to admit, I was unfamiliar with your music until I got a copy of the album and got to listen to it. And
All right.
I'm pretty stoked. I really dug it. I liked it a lot.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
So I guess let me just ask you a few questions and then I'll get out of your way here. So I just wanted to know, you guys have a real distinct sound. I mean, very distinct. Was this planned when you formed the band, or is it something that just sort of happened?
I guess it just sort of happened. We come from like different parts of Sweden. But me and one of the guitarists, Charlie, has been playing together for almost 15 or 16 years in different bands. And then one day we found Axel. He moved to Gothenburg and he was working at a local restaurant here. And we just got together and formed the band.
Where do you guys get your influences from? I hear a lot of early metal, Sabbath, Judas Priest, things like that.
Yeah, you're right on. And it's like early proto metal and AOR, blues. Maybe you want to fill in here, Axel?
Because when I joined the band, their only influence was
Deep
Deep Purple, really.
Okay.
And then I sort of like, let's listen to these other bands. I was huge Bob Seger fan, and then I guess every member of the band, their influences evolved, but so my I wouldn't say main influence, but like the pop melodies from this record is like straight from the early Foreigner Kansas records that I really love.
Yeah, the album cover reminded me a lot of some of that stuff.
Yes.
Excellent. Yeah, I hear a kind of a little bit of King Crimson there too, I think.
Well, that's actually a band that none of us is really into, I
No,
guess.
no, no.
I know they're really popular in these kind of circuits music-wise, but that's one of the few bands you'll never get us mentioning. It's not that I think it's no good, but I've never listened to them actually in
All
that
right.
way.
Why have you guys chosen to sing in English? Just easier? Easier to distribute your music that way, or?
I mean, 99% of the music that we listen to is sung in English. It's very few bands that we like that sing in Swedish. I mean, I think I can count them in maybe one or two hands, and that's during a period from the 70s and until now. So it's the basic language of music and rock and roll.
How about your album? How are you guys finding distribution? Are you guys liking the new digital distribution and things like Spotify or Apple Music or Google Play Music? Is that
Yeah.
working out well for you?
I mean, yeah, you can use the word collectors. I like vinyl the most. It's my favorite format, obviously, but I like the fact that that you can sit in Sacramento, right?
Yes, Sacramento.
And the same day the record is released, you can just log on to Spotify or wherever and listen to it. I mean, I have no issues with the fact that our music is quote-unquote given away for free, because I just think the more people who hear us, the better for us. And I like the future of the music scene.
Yeah, I'm with you. I love vinyl. I have a big old stereo that I think was my parents' from the 70s, and still collect records, planning on picking yours up as soon as I can. So you guys open up with that 10-minute song.
Yeah.
I read somewhere that you it kind of started as a joke, but it seems to really work for the album.
Yeah, it was. We were on tour with I guess it was with Spiders and with Under, two Swedish bands, and somewhere along this trip, Thomas, our guitarist, one of the guitarists, just said that would be a fun thing just to write a quote unquote again an epic long song just for the hell of it. And we all thought it sounded like a good idea, because we had a lot of riffs and ideas floating around. And after the tour, when we started to write for the new album, we just puzzled it together, and it ended up to be what we think is one of our most complex and maybe best song we have ever written.
It's one of my favorite, that's for sure.
Thanks.
Yeah, it really does set the tone for the whole album, I think.
Yeah, I don't know if I read this or if someone said it to me, but it's like, it's, yeah, as you said, it's 10 minutes and 30 seconds, I think. But when you listen to it, for us, it never gets boring. It feels like just a regular song, because we put a lot of effort into it and a lot of heart and guts, and we're really happy with the results, and we think it's a strong track to open the entire record with.
How about your you guys released Bad News, the video that just came out, which I'm just curious of how you made that video. Did you use retro equipment on it?
No, actually.
No, okay.
A lot of cred, or maybe all the cred, goes out to our bass player, Magnus, and his friend, Christian. They've done all our videos so far, except the She Cried Wolf video, which is a friend of us from Gothenburg, also called Magnus. But he had an idea. He knew what he wanted to do, and he found a site which is basically 500 meters to 1 kilometers from a rehearsal space.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and we just used a digital camera, and we had one guy in the crew, or whatever you want to call it. And it all took maybe 3 hours to film.
Wow.
Something like that. And then he just went home and sat down by his computer and turned it out to this awesome video. It's
the most high technology video that you will ever see.
But it's like we've done a couple of videos before, and I mean I don't think the other ones are that bad, but this was like a real big step forward for us, and we're happy with the choice of song and video, and kudos to our bass player Magnus for doing this. It looks awesome, if we can say it ourselves.
Yeah, it fits with everything else. Fits very well. Your other video that I saw recently, well, before the album came out, was Break the Limit.
Yeah.
That also has a almost an 80s feel to it.
The basic idea behind that one was to make VHS look-alike, capture the late 70s, early 80s quality of videos when VH1 was like the big thing.
VHS?
No, but the channel.
MTV?
No.
VHS.
Yeah, but what's the name of the channel who airs a lot of old rock videos?
It's VH1. VH1 I came a little bit after MTV, yeah.
Yeah, like just to get that, I don't want to band, but you know that that early,
yeah,
almost Twisted Sister, crappy VHS feeling, and that's also Magnus' idea, and he's the one doing all the editing, and that's a video we like too.
Is he the one that I've heard referred to as the film buff?
What?
So somebody said that one of your members is into film.
Yeah, that's the one.
That's my
mastermind
behind all this.
He's doing a good job.
Yeah, really.
So, Break the Limit was also released as a single quite a bit ago. Did you already have the album in mind when you recorded that single, or?
No, not at all. It was we were heading out to do a tour last November with two other Swedish bands, Spiders and Vidunder. And we just felt like we needed something new to offer to the crowd or fans or whatever you want to call it. So we had two songs written, and we booked a recording session. We just recorded two songs and made out of a 7-inch out of it, and then we just decided to make a video too, just for fun.
It fits right in with the other songs. It works really well.
I mean, you can maybe see Break the Limit as a blueprint for the entire record, since we knew what kind of sound we wanted and everything, and we used the same studio again for the full-length album and the same producer.
I've also read how you've said that the album cover tells the story of the album, tells the story of the whole album. Now, my question is, because the last two tracks are in Swedish, how does the story end?
I'll leave this for Axel, actually.
The end of the story is like because there's these people that were like put on Earth by these alien masterminds or whatever. And they started to, they make an revolution to the people who rules the Earth, and that's the alien masterminds who rules the Earth, and they rules the Earth, and then there's this
uprising.
This prodigal son that's gonna like kick them down, and like fights them off, and puts the alien masterminds off the throne, and then when he gets on the throne, he is just the same guy as the masterminds.
So,
George Orwell.
Very.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wasn't sure. I don't speak Swedish, and I had to rely on Google Translate, but I think that one of the last tracks is called Cities Burn. So I wasn't sure whose cities were burning.
that's the cities. That is burning. That's who cities.
that's more like a stand up and fight-ish song. It's no city in particular. It's a war anthem.
All right. Well, I'll let you guys go. I have one more question for you, and that's: you have any plans to leave Europe and tour the U.S.?
We hope so. I mean, it's difficult for us European bands to come over to you guys. It's been a long-lasting goal for us to be able to tour the U.S. since the formation of this band almost 10 years ago. But U.S. and America, with the visas and the cost flying over. I mean, it's not easy, but yeah, definitely. When we get a chance, we'll grab it and we'll come over and just blow your minds,
rock your faces.
We hope to see you. We really do.
We hope to see you too, man. It's top priority on our list to get over there as soon as possible.
It's USA and Japan. That's our main goals.
Yeah, Japan. Japan seems to be the end game for a lot of bands.
Yeah, and we're not there yet. We want to do a real classic coast to coast, do all of the U.S. and just play the best for you guys.
Well, we hope you make it out here. It'd be great to see you.
We hope so, too.
All right. Well, thanks for talking to me, guys. It's been really great.